With this spring's wet weather, Wisconsin could produce a bumper crop of mosquitoes. But the director of the state's Bureau of Communicable Diseases, Herb Bostrom, says that doesn't necessarily mean an onslaught of West Nile virus in humans.
There isn't a direct corollary between the weather, as a matter of fact, between the numbers of mosquitoes and West Nile virus, because only certain mosquitoes carry West Nile virus. And we really can't predict, based on weather, what's going to happen with human cases of West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes pick up West Nile virus from birds. Then they transmit it by biting humans. 17 people caught West Nile virus in Wisconsin last year. Symptoms include headaches and high fever. Serious cases can lead to convulsions or coma. It can be fatal. 12 county and city health departments around the state are sharing more than $250,000 in grants from the Federal Center for Disease Control. The State Department of Health and Family Services distributed the money. Most of it's going to the larger population centers. Bostrom says local governments can use the money to kill mosquitoes that are breeding in stagnant waters.
They may treat waters in holding ponds or in storm sewers. All of those areas can be breeding places for mosquitoes. And that is also what part of the money was for, was to determine where in their area there were places that mosquitoes were breeding.
Bostrom says individuals should also use insect repellent and get rid of standing water in their yards. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.